This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Governor and legislature in North Carolina have finally come to a weak agreement that may end the bathroom controversy under pressure from various sports organizations. Two black women working in the payroll department at Fox News Channel sued the network and its parent company, 21st Century Fox, for not responding promptly to their complaints of racial discrimination. Three inmates in Louisiana's infamous Angola prison have sued over solitary confinement. All of them have been in solitary for more than 25 years each. Former General Mike Flynn, and briefly Trump's national security advisor, says he's glad to testify before the House committee, but only if they grant him immunity from prosecution. General Mills put wildflower seeds in Cheerios on a promotion to bring back the bees. Unfortunately, some of the seeds were invasive and kill natural plants. Secret intelligence shared with the House Investigation Committee came directly from White House officials who have now been named by the New York Times. Statue of Liberty was originally conceived in France as a celebration of the abolition of slavery and the Union's victory in the Civil War, not as a symbol of immigration, although she has become just that. Death sentences were handed down 27 counties nationwide last year, compared with 60 in 2012. In 1867, Russia sold Alaska to the United States for $7.2 million, or about $125 million today. Kansas Governor Brownback vetoed the Republican legislature's vote to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act there, setting up the stakes for a showdown in that state. Department of Education is trying to renege on a student loan forgiveness program based on an individual working 10 years in a public service job. VW agreed to pay 10 states $157 million to settle their claims on its emission cheating scandal. South Korea's former president, who was recently impeached, has now been jailed because she is facing corruption charges. McDonald's, on a switch, has decided to give customers fresh rather than frozen beef. Vice President Pence cast the tie-breaking vote, 51-50, on a measure that would enable states to strip some federal funds from Planned Parenthood and other women's reproductive health providers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.